This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala abdihi wa rasulihi nabina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Amma ba'd ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban bikum. I welcome our dear brothers and sisters in al-Islam. Ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban bikum. Your brother in Islam, Bilal Ismail of the Al-Kawthar Institute and Imam Development Program with you for another majlis of ilm, another majlis of dhikr, another majlis of us learning and understanding the Arabic language. لماذا يا عبد الله يا أمة الله؟ لأننا نريد أن نفهم القرآن الكريم والأحاديث الشريفة ما شاء الله. Because we want to understand the noble Quran, we want to understand the noble Ahadith of our Nabi Muhammad Mustafa صلى الله عليه وسلم. لأننا نريد أن نفهم الإسلام. We want to understand al-Islam. لأن لغة القرآن هي اللغة العربية. Because the language of the Arabic language is the language of the noble Quran. لأنها لغة الدين, because it's the language of the deen. لأنها لغة النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. لأنها لغة العلماء, because it's the language of our نبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, the language of al-Islam, the language of the ulama, the language of the awliya, mashallah. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah, glad tidings to everyone who learns and studies the Arabic language. Walhamdulillah. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah, we are currently in Medina Arabic Book 3 and more especially lesson number 25, lesson number 26 inshaAllah. So we will complete lesson 25 in this majlis and we will begin with lesson number 26. But before that, a little bit of muraja'ah. Ma ma'na muraja'ah? Revision inshaAllah. And that's from Medina Arabic Book 2, lessons 8, 9, and 10, bi'idhnillahi ta'ala. In reality, ya Abdullah, ya Amat Allah, we learned about dima of ta'ajjubiyya, where you are surprised about something, you are amazed by something. Ma ashala hadha darsa. How easy this lesson is. How easy is this lesson? Ma ashala, ma ashala, ma ashala. So ashala is mansub because of the ma before it. ما أسهل هذا الدرس. How easy is this lesson? Or what an easy lesson this is. جميل. ما أجمل هذا البيت. What a beautiful house this is. ما أجمل هذه السيارة. How beautiful this car is. Excellent. ما شاء الله. والحمد لله. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah. We also learned about having the alif of questioning at the beginning of a sentence, which also begins with an alif. So we have al-biharu, al-biharu, the ocean, al-biharu. Put an alif of questioning before it, it becomes al-biharu, al-biharu. Excellent. Mudarrisatun, mudarrisatun is a female teacher. Mudarrisatun, mudarrisatan, mansub. Mudarrisatin is the majrur form. Excellent. What about dual? Dual, two female teachers. Mudarrisatani, mudarrisatani, mudarrisatani. And then the mansub form, mudarrisataini, and majrur, mudarrisataini. So, mudarrisatani, mudarrisataini, mudarrisataini. Jameel. And what about the plural? Mudarrisatun. Mudarrisatun, mudarrisatun is the majrur form. Then, mudarrisatin, mudarrisatin, mudarrisatin is the mansub form. And then, mudarrisatin is also the majrur form. Walhamdulillah. We learnt about the name Abdullah, Abdullah, Abdurrahman. But if you put a ya before it, then the first of that mudaf, mudafun ilay, will be mansub. So, Abdullahi, put a ya. Ya Abdullahi, ya Abdullahi, ya Abdullahi. We have Abdurrahmani, Abdurrahmani, put a ya. Ya Abdurrahmani, ya Abdurrahmani. Excellent, mashallah. We have, for example, Baytullahi, Baytullahi, put a ya. Ya baytallahi, ya baytallahi, Rasulullahi, Rasulullahi, ya Rasulallahi, ya Rasulallahi. Excellent, mashallah. One would say, Rabbi, 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 my Rabb, Rabbil Alameen, Rabbil Alameen, Rabbil Alameen, the Rabb of the Alameen, of the worlds. Put a ya, ya Rabbal Alameen, ya Rabbal Alameen, ya Rabbal Alameen. Excellent, mashallah. Ya Abdullah, ya Amat Allah, we also learned about putting a kam in a sentence. Kam, how many, etc. So we could say, kam riyalan, how many riyals? Kam riyalan, riyalan is singular and it is mansub. And if you add a ba to the kam, then you have two options. You can say bikam riyalin, or you could say bikam riyalan. Both of them are correct. Alhamdulillah. Ya Abdullah, ya Amat Allah, we also learnt about la'alla. La'alla can mean I hope. It can also mean I'm afraid of such and such. It is a sister of inna. Excellent. We learnt about la yadhabu. La yadhabu is negating the present tense. La yadhabu ila al-madrasati. He doesn't go to the madrasa. La yadhabu ila al-madrasati. He doesn't go to madrasa. But when we use ma dhahaba, this is past tense. ما ذهب إلى المدرسة. He didn't go to the مدرسة. ما ذهب إلى المدرسة. Negation of the past tense. Excellent. What does بين mean? بين means between. جلس بين محمد وفيصل. He sat between Muhammad and Faisal. جلس بين محمد وفيصل. بين محمد مضاف مضاف إليه. بين محمد. Excellent, mashallah. We also learned about إلا. إلا means except. The noun after it would be mansub. إلا أربعا, except four. إلا خمس دقائق, except 5 minutes. Except 5 minutes. جاء الطلاب إلا خالدا. جاء الطلاب إلا خالدا. All the students came except خالد. Excellent, mashallah. So that was a little bit of revision that we had covered of Medina Arabic Book 2. Walhamdulillah. We now move back to our main lesson, our current lesson, and that's lesson number 25 of Medina Arabic Book 3. Walhamdulillah. We began it in our previous majlis and we will continue. نستمر بإذن الله تعالى. So, alhamdulillah, we've been through the exercise, the dialogue passage. We've gone through exercises 1 to 6. We now move on to exercise number 7, بإذن الله تعالى. لا استحممت ولا أفطرت. Neither did I shower, nor did I eat breakfast. لا استحممت ولا أفطرت. I neither took a shower, nor ate breakfast. إذا نفي الماضي بلا وجب تكرارها. If you are negating that past with this لا, then when you are mentioning the next matter, you have to repeat the لا once more. Example in the Noble Quran, فلا صدق ولا صلى. They neither gave charity, ولا صلى, nor prayed. فلا صدق, he neither gave charity, nor did he pray. إن في الفعلين في كل جملة مما يأتي بلا. So they want you to adjust the following sentences. They give us قرأت الدرس وكتبته. قرأت الدرس وكتبته. قرأت الدرس وكتبته. You read the lesson and you wrote it. قرأت الدرس وكتبته. You read the lesson and you wrote it. So adjust it now. Then we would say what? We would say لا قرأت الدرس ولا كتبته. لا قرأت الدرس ولا كتبته. لا قرأت الدرس ولا كتبته. You neither read the lesson nor did you write it. You neither read the lesson nor did you write it. اللهم استعان. Number two. رأيته وكلمته. رأيته وكلمته. I saw him and I spoke to him. Change it. You neither saw him nor did you speak to him. How would we do that? We would say, لَا رَأَيْتُهُ وَلَا كَلَّمْتُهُ لَا رَأَيْتُهُ وَلَا كَلَّمْتُهُ I neither saw him, nor did I speak to him. لَا رَأَيْتُهُ I neither saw him, وَلَا كَلَّمْتُهُ nor did I speak to him. Number three, they give us سَأَلَنِي وَسَأَلْتُهُ سَأَلَنِي وَسَأَلْتُهُ He asked me and I asked him. He asked me and I asked him. He questioned me and I questioned him. Our answer would be لَا سَأَلَنِي وَلَا سَأَلْتُهُ لَا سَأَلَنِي وَلَا سَأَلْتُهُ لَا سَأَلَنِي وَلَا سَأَلْتُهُ He neither questioned me nor did I question him. Number four, أَكَلْنَا وَشَرِبْنَا مُنْذُ الْبَارِحَةِ أَكَلْنَا وَشَرِبْنَا مُنْذُ الْبَارِحَةِ أَكَلْنَا وَشَرِبْنَا مُنْذُ الْبَارِحَةِ We have eaten and we have drank since yesterday. So our answer would be, لَا أَكَلْنَا وَلَا شَرِبْنَا لَا أَكَلْنَا وَلَا شَرِبْنَا لَا أَكَلْنَا وَلَا شَرِبْنَا لَا أَكَلْنَا وَلَا شَرِبْنَا We neither ate nor did we drink. لَا أَكَلْنَا وَلَا شَرِبْنَا وَالْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ Exercise number 8. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah. Take note, it's originally Abdullah, but when we add a Ya in front of it, it becomes Ya Abdullah, originally Amatullah, female slave of Allah. Put a Ya in front, Ya Amatullah. Jameel. الآن تأتي وقد انتهى الدرس إذا دخلت واو الحال على جملة فعلية فعلها ماض مثبت دخلت معها قد. They say that when we have a sentence with the واو of حال, and we are negating in the past tense, then we add this قد. Let's see. تأمل المثال ثم أكمل الناقص. دخلت المسجد والإمام يسلم. دخلت المسجد والإمام يسلم. I entered the masjid and I found the imam was making the salam. I entered the masjid while the imam was making the salam. That's the waw of hal. That was his hal at that time, his situation, his state at that time. دخلت المسجد والإمام يسلم. دخلت المسجد والإمام يسلم دخلت المسجد والإمام يسلم I entered the masjid and the imam was making the salam. Take note, والإمام يسلم, this is a جملة اسمية, a nominal sentence. But what if we have a جملة فعلية? Let's see. دخلت المسجد وقد سلم الإمام وقد سلم الإمام Now, سلم الإمام is a جملة فعلية is a verbal sentence. Because we are bringing a verbal sentence, then we need to bring in the word قد before it. The word قد before it. Take note. دخلت المسجد وقد سلم الإمام. I entered the masjid and the imam had finished the salam. So here the imam had finished the salam. I missed the salam. دخلت المسجد وقد سلم الإمام. دخلت المسجد وقد سلم الإمام. دخلت المسجد وقد سلم الإمام. جملة فعلية فعلها ماض مثبت. Excellent. Now adjust the sentences accordingly. They give us number one. دخلت المسجد والإمام يكبر. دخلت المسجد والإمام يكبر. I entered the masjid and the imam was making the takbir. I entered the masjid and he was saying Allahu Akbar. Change it. دخلت المسجد وقد كبر الإمام وقد كبر الإمام دخلت المسجد وقد كبر الإمام I entered the masjid and the imam just completed the takbir. وقد كبر الإمام وقد كبر الإمام دخلت المسجد وقد كبر الإمام Number two. دخلنا المسجد والمؤذن يقيم دخلنا المسجد والمؤذن يقيم We entered the masjid while the muadhin was giving the iqama. Change it to past tense. دخلنا المسجد وقد أقام المؤذن وقد أقام المؤذن وقد أقام المؤذن دخلنا المسجد وقد أقام المؤذن دخلنا المسجد وقد أقام المؤذن. We entered the masjid and the مؤذن had just completed the إقامة. وقد أقام, he had completed the إقامة. Number three. وصلنا المدينة المنورة والشمس تغرب. We arrived at Medina al-Munawwara and the sun was setting. وَصَلْنَا الْمَدِينَةَ الْمُنَوَّرَةَ وَصَلْنَا الْمَدِينَةَ الْمُنَوَّرَةَ وَالشَّمْسُ تَغْرُبُ and the sun was setting. Change it. وَصَلْنَا الْمَدِينَةَ الْمُنَوَّرَةَ وَقَدْ غَرَبَتِ الشَّمْسُ وَقَدْ غَرَبَتِ الشَّمْسُ وَقَدْ غَرَبَتِ الشَّمْسُ دَخَلْنَا وَصَلْنَا الْمَدِينَةَ الْمُنَوَّرَةَ وَقَدْ غَرَبَتِ الشَّمْسُ. We arrived in Medina al-Munawwara and the sun had set. And the sun had just set. Excellent. The next one. وَصَلْتُ الْمَطَارَ والطائرة تهبط. وصلت المطار والطائرة تهبط. I arrived at the airport. والطائرة تهبط. While the aeroplane was landing. While the aeroplane was landing. Change it. وصلت المطار وقد هبطت الطائرة. وصلت المطار وقد هبطت الطائرة. I arrived at the airport. And the aeroplane had already arrived. The aeroplane had already landed. The aeroplane had already landed. Excellent. And then the last one there, it states, دخلت الفصل والمدرس يشرح الدرس. دخلت الفصل والمدرس يشرح الدرس. I entered the classroom while the teacher was explaining the lesson. دخلت الفصل والمدرس يشرح الدرس. يشرح الدرس. While the teacher was explaining the lesson. Change it to past tense. دخلت الفصل وقد شرح المدرس الدرس. دخلت الفصل وقد شرح المدرس الدرس. I entered the classroom and the teacher had completed the explanation of the lesson. والحمد لله. They said for us, واو الحال plus جملة اسمية and then واو الحال plus the قد then plus جملة فعلية فعلها ماض مثبت and then you've got the three ingredients there, the واو of حال, the قد and then a جملة فعلية, a verbal sentence. والحمد لله. Exercise number 9. وجعلته بينكم محرما. وجعلته بينكم محرما. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Hadith Qudsi states, and I made this matter between you people, between you, to be haram. So this جعل هنا من أفعال التحويل. We got four types of جعل, four meanings of جعل. This one here, that there's like a change, to change something, تحويل. وهي بمعنى صيّر, صيّر. So this one here means to change and صيّر. تنصب مفعولين أصلها مبتدا وخبر. Example, الخمر حرام. جعل الله الخمر حراما. جعل الله الخمر حراما. So here we have two مفعول به, two objects. So this جعل means to make something, to cause something to be, to cause it, to make it become something else, to change it. So this جعل, this is what it means. جعل الله الخمر حراما. Allah made خمر حراما. And so we have two مفعول بهيز, two objects. Here, جعل الله الخمر one. And haraman the second. In the Noble Quran, we find examples. أَلَمْ تَرَوْ كَيْفَ خَلَقَ اللَّهُ سَبْعَ سَمَاوَاتٍ طِبَاقًا. Have you not seen how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made the seven samawat طِبَاقًا. Made them levels, one level over the other. وَجَعَلَ. See, this جَعَلَ, to make something, to change something. وجعل القمر فيهن نورا. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put the moon there. وجعل القمر فيهن نورا. And it is this moon there and it reflects the light. وجعل الشمس سراجا. And Allah has put and made the sun to be something which is a siraj. Siraj, it emits light. It gives this light. Jayid. Fihinna, in the skies. Alam taraw kayfa khalaqallahu sab'a samawatin tibaqa. Have you not seen how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created the skies in seven levels, one over the other? Waja'ala al-qamara fihinna, and he put the moon therein, where in the skies, nura, as a light, as a nur. Waja'ala ash-shamsa siraja, and he put the sun there as a siraj, as something which emits light. Subhanallah. Then also in the noble Quran, Wallahu ja'ala lakum al-arda bisata. Wallahu ja'ala lakum al-arda bisata. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has spread out the earth for you like a carpet spread out. Walau sha'a rabbuka laja'ala an-nasa ummatan wahida. Walau sha'a rabbuka. And if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted, laja'ala an-nasa, he would have made, he would have done so. Ja'ala an-nasa ummatan wahida. He would have caused all of the people to be ummatan wahida, for them to have been one nation. Walau sha'a rabbuka laja'ala an-nasa ummatan wahidatan. Excellent. So that's the first type of ja'ala. It's got two maf'ul bihis. Number two. This ja'ala now, it means dhanna. It means to assume something, to think something, to deem something. And so, ja'ala here bima'na dhanna. Wahiya min af'al ar-rujhan. Example. وَجَعَلُوا الْمَلَائِكَةَ الَّذِينَ هُمْ عِبَادُ الرَّحْمَنِ إِنَاثًا. Allah musta'an. That they assume the angels who are the slaves of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they assume the angels into females. That they regarded the angels as daughters of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَجَعَلُوا الْمَلَائِكَةَ الَّذِينَ هُمْ عِبَادُ الرَّحْمَنِ. That the angels are the ibad of Ar-Rahman, of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But these criminals, they deemed them, they thought them, they assumed them to be daughters, to be females. Allahu musta'an. So that's the second type of usage of ja'ala. وَتَكُونْ أَيْضًا مِنْ أَفْعَالِ الشُّرُوعِ. And then we also can use ja'ala to mean of to have the meaning of the أَفْعَالِ الشُّرُوعِ, which means to begin. أَفْعَالِ الشُّرُوعِ, to begin. Like أَخَذَ and طَفِقَ, to begin something. He began something. Let's look at the example. جَعَلَ حَامِدٌ يَضْرِبُنِي. جَعَلَ حَامِدٌ يَضْرِبُنِي. That Hamid began to hit me. Hamid began to hit me. وَقَدْ مَرَّتْ بِكَ فِي دَرْسْ سَابِقٍ. And we've already learnt about this matter previously. جَعَلَ حَامِدٌ يَضْرِبُنِي. Hamid began to hit me. And so here it works like كَانَ. So جَعَلَ here would be similar to كَانَ and do the work of كَانَ, inshallah, in terms of the grammar. And then the fourth type of ja'ala would be that ma'na awjada, which means to create something. Awjada, to create something. And here it would only have one maf'ool bihi. Only one maf'ool bihi. And this is a fi'l tam. وَتَنْصِبْ مَفْعُولًا وَاحِدًا كَمَا فِي قُولِهِ تَعَالَى الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ الَّذِي خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ وَجَعَلَ الظُّلُمَاتِ وَالنُّورَ. وَالنُّورَ, one maf'ool bihi. And take note, subhanAllah, وَالنُّورَ. Nur here is in the singular form, whereas when it came to darkness, ظلمات, that there are many darknesses, but there's only one light, the light of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alhamdulillah الذي خلق السماوات والأرض. All praises due to Allah who created the skies, the heavens and the earth. وجعل الظلمات والنور, and created darknesses and created light. عين معنى جعل فيما يأتي. Now they give us four sentences. They want us to pull out the meaning of جعل in these sentences. Number one, جعل المدرس يشرح الدرس. جعل المدرس يشرح الدرس. Here it's from the أفعال of شروع, that the teacher began to explain the lesson. So here جعل means to بدأ. It means to begin something. جميل. Number two, وَجَعَلْنَاكُمْ شُعُوبًا وَقَبَائِلَ لِتَعَارَفُوا. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created you into nations and tribes so that you get to know one another. لِتَعَارَفُوا. So here جَعَلَ means what? It means صَيَّرَ. It means صَيَّرَ. The first one. And you can see clearly that we have two maf'ul bihis here. شُعُوبًا وقبائل لتعارفوا. جميل ما شاء الله. Number 3, جعل الله الهواء والماء. جعل الله الهواء والماء. جعل الله الهواء والماء. Here it means خلق, means to create, أوجد. Allah created the هواء and the water. جعل الله الهواء والماء. And the last one, قال المدرس للطالب, the teacher said to the student, أجعلتني مديرا. Do you regard me as the principal? I mean, you're turning me, teacher, you're turning me into the principal. I'm not the principal. قال المدرس للطالب, the teacher said to the student. Maybe the student's asking questions that only the principal knows. So the teacher says, أجعلتني مديرا. Do you think that I'm the principal? I don't make up these rules. And so here جعل means ظن. Here جعل means ظن. Excellent. والحمد لله. Exercise number 10, قفايا. قفايا, what does قفايا mean? قفايا means my back. يا المتكلم مفتوحة مع اسم آخره ألف أو ياء ساكنتان. Example, عصايا. عصايا, my stick. فتايا. فتايا, my young lad. فتايا. Then the third one there, دنيايا, my dunya. يدايا, my hand. غسلت يدي. I washed my hand. والحمد لله. Exercise number 11 is an oral exercise. يسأل كل طالب زميله متى استيقظت. Every student asks his colleague, what time did you wake up? وَمَنْ أَيْقَظَكَ, and who woke you up? Who's the person who woke you up? If obviously somebody woke you up. And so what could we say? We could say, for example, استيقظتُ قبل صلاة الفجر. استيقظتُ قبل صلاة الفجر. I woke up before صلاة الفجر. Before صلاة الفجر. Excellent. من أيقظكَ؟ أبي أيقظني. My father woke me up. أبي أيقظني. Exercise number 12. هات مضارع الأفعال الآتية. Provide the مضارع for the following verbs. غلب. غلب means to overpower. غلب يغلب. Excellent. Number 2. هبط. هبط means to descend, to come down, to arrive, to land. هبط means to land. نعم. هبط. And يهبط. هبط يهبط. يهبط يهبط. هبط يهبط. جميل. كسى. كسى means to clothe. He clothed. كسى. كسى. And then the مضارع is يكسو. كسى يكسو. كسى يكسو. كسى يكسو. أفطر يفطر. أفطر يفطر. أفطر, he had breakfast or he broke his fast. يفطر, he is having breakfast or he is breaking his fast. هبط يهبط. كسى يكسو. أفطر يفطر. The next one. أسر يسر. أسر يسر. أسر يسر. أسر. And a sir is a secret. A sir is a secret. Asarra, he spoke quietly. Yusirru, he is speaking quietly. The next one. Aqrada, 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 he lent. Aqrada, he lent. Yuqridu, he is lending. Aqrada, yuqridu. Aqrada, yuqridu. Aqrada, yuqridu. And then the last one, اقترض. اقترض, he borrowed. اقترض, he borrowed. يقترض, يقترض. اقترض, يقترض. اقترض, يقترض. He borrowed and he is borrowing. The next one, exercise number 13, اذكر ابواب الافعال الوارده في حديث ابي ذر. That look at the verbs mentioned in the hadith of Abu Dharr radiyallahu ta'ala an, and pull out the various verbs from it, and also what scale are those verbs. So for example, if you look at that hadith, rawa, rawa, narrated, he narrated. Rawa is from what verb? Rawa, fa'ala yaf'ilu, fa'ala yaf'ilu, fa'ala yaf'ilu. What else do we find in that hadith? Tabaraka, 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 bab, tafa'ala, 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 simile, ta'ala, Allah tabaraka, wa ta'ala, ta'ala is on the scale of tafa'ala, tafa'ala, tafa'ala. And then qala, qala is on the scale of fa'ala yaf'ulu, fa'ala yaf'ulu, fa'ala yaf'ulu. Then harrama, fa'ala, harrama, fa'ala, harrama, fa'ala. Jamil, ja'ala, fa'ala yaf'alu, fa'ala yaf'alu, fa'ala yaf'alu. Again, ja'ala, fa'ala yaf'alu. Then what bab is tazalama, tazalama, tafa'ala, tafa'ala, tazalama, tafa'ala, tazalama, tafa'ala. Hada, hada, fa'ala yaf'ilu, fa'ala yaf'ilu. Istahda, the hadith mentions istahda, istaf'ala, istaf'ala, istaf'ala. And then there's also at'ama, at'ama, at'ama on the scale or the bab af'ala, af'ala. And then istat'ama, istat'ama, istaf'ala, istaf'ala. Then there was also kasa, kasa, fa'ala yaf'ulu, fa'ala yaf'ulu. Istaksa, istaksa, istaf'ala, istaf'ala, istaf'ala. Then there's also the verb akhta'a, 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 af'ala, af'ala, af'ala. There's ghafara, fa'ala yaf'ilu, ghafara, fa'ala yaf'ilu, ghafara, fa'ala yaf'ilu. Istaghfara, istaghfara, istaghfara on the from the bab istaf'ala, istaf'ala, istaf'ala. Excellent, walhamdulillah. Exercise number 14. Hat mufrad, provide the singular for al-hawa'iju, al-hawa'iju, hawa'iju, one's needs. That's the plural, hawa'iju. The singular, hajatun, 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 plural, hawa'iju, hawa'iju. The next one, ash-shurtatu, 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 ash-shurtatu. Ash-shurtatu is the police, the police. So he called the police. Singular, shurtiyun, 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 shurtiyun. And then they want us to provide the plural for al-qafa, one's back. Al-qafa, al-qafa. What's the plural of that? Aqfiyatun, 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 aqfiyatun. Excellent. Exercise number 15. Ma asl tazalamu. What's the asl of tazalamu? Fala tazalamu in the hadith. Fala tazalamu. ما أصل تظالموا في قوله صلى الله عليه وسلم فلا تظالموا. What's its أصل? Its أصل is لا تتظالموا. لا تتظالموا. That you should not oppress one another. لا تتظالموا. لا تتظالموا. Exercise 16. يجمع عار على عرات. The plural of عار naked is عرات. Ala wazni fu'alatin, fu'alatin, on the scale of fu'alatin. Ijma' al-asma' al-atiya hadha al-jam', provide the plural for the following on that same scale. Mashin, mashin, walking. Mashin, mushatun, 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 mushatun. Qadin, qudatun, 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 judges. Hadin, hadin, plural, hudatun, hudatun, hudatun. Ramin, rumatun, ramin, rumatun, ramin, rumatun. Rumatun, the archers. Then the next one, walin, governor, wulatun, wulatun, governors. Ghazin, ghuzatun, ghazin, ghuzatun, ghuzatun, warriors. Ghazin, ghuzatun, last one. Hafin, hufatun, hafin, hufatun, those who are not wearing any shoes, they are barefooted. Excellent. Then they state, like a summary, nawasib al-fi'l al-mudari arba'a ahruf. that those ahruf which make the fi'l mudari' to be mansub, they are four. Number one, an. وَهِيَ حَرْفُ مَصْدَرِيَّ وَنَصْبُ وَاسْتِقْبَالِ Example, وَاللَّهُ يُرِيدُ أَيَّتُوبَ عَلَيْكُمْ And Allah wants to forgive you people. وَاللَّهُ يُرِيدُ أَيَّتُوبَ أَنْ يَتُوبَ أَنْ So, يَتُوبَ أَنْ يَتُوبَ أَنْ يَتُوبَ Next one, لَنْ وَهِيَ حَرْفُ نَفٍ وَنَصْبٍ وَاسْتِقْبَالِ Negation, قَالَ إِنَّكَ لَنْ تَسْتَطِيعَ You will not be able to. مَعِيَ صَبْرًا You will not be able to have sabr with me. إِنَّكَ لَنْ تَسْتَطِيعَ تَسْتَطِيعَ لَنْ تَسْتَطِيعَ مَعِيَ صَبْرًا جميل. Number three, كَي وَهِيَ حَرْفُ مَصْدَرِيَّ وَنَصْبٍ وَاسْتِقْبَالِ Example, كَي نُسَبِّحَكَ كَثِيرًا So that we will make a lot of your tasbih. كَي نُسَبِّحَكَ كَي نُسَبِّحَ نُسَبِّحَ نُسَبِّحَكَ Excellent. And the last one, إِذَن So that, وَهِيَ حَرْفُ جَوَابُ وَجَزَاءٍ وَنَصْبٍ وَاسْتِقْبَالِ Example, سَأَزُورُكَ غَدًا إِنْشَاءَ اللَّهِ I will visit you tomorrow, إِنْشَاءَ اللَّهِ Khalid says, إِذَنْ أَنْتَظِرَكَ Then, because of that, I will await you, I will wait for you, إِذَنْ أَنْتَظِرَكَ إِذَنْ أَنْتَظِرَكَ إِذَنْ أَنْتَظِرَكَ Then I will wait for you, then I will wait for you, I will be expecting you, وَالْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah, with that we have completed exercise number 25. Let us begin the passage for exercise number 26. Why? Because you've noticed that these lessons are very, very long. And so we need to make the best use of our time, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. Let's read through exercise number 26. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Al-Mudarrisu. Ya Ammaru, O Ammar, Hada huwa al-Kutayyibu. This is... A kutayyib. This is the kutayyib. Kutayyib is not a kitab. Kitab is bigger. Kutayyib is a small book. This is a booklet. هذا هو الكتيب الذي أريد. This is the booklet which I want. ترجمته. I want it translated إلى اللغة الفرنسية. This is the booklet that I want translated into the French language. أتستطيع أن تترجمه؟ Are you able to translate it? أتستطيعو. Are you able? أن تترجمه. To translate it. It meaning the booklet. Ammar says, أستطيعو بعون الله. I am able to do that with the help of Allah سبحانه وتعالى. فقد ترجمت قبل هذا عدة كتب إسلامية. For indeed, I've already translated many Islamic books. فَقَدْ تَرْجَمْتُ فَقَدْ تَرْجَمْتُ That I've translated قَبْلَ هَذَا Before this, عِدَّةَ Many كُتُبٍ إِسْلَامِيَّةٍ Many Islamic books. مُدَرِّي says, أُرِيدُ أَنْ أُوَزِّعَ I want to distribute الْكُتَيِّبَ The booklet الْمُتَرْجَمَ Which is translated. I want to distribute the translated booklet عَلَى إِخْوَانٍ Upon brothers. حَدِيثِ الْعَهْدِ بِالْإِسْلَامِ I want to distribute the translated booklet upon brothers who are new to Islam. Hadithi al-ahd. Hadith, something which is new. New. Hadithi al-ahd bil-Islam. That they are new to al-Islam. So the teacher wants to distribute these booklets upon the new Muslims. Ammar says, إذن أترجمه في أقرب وقت ممكن إن شاء الله. Then I will translate it in the closest period of time, as soon as possible, basically. إن شاء الله. إذن أترجمه أترجمه في أقرب وقت in the closest of time, ممكن possible, إن شاء الله. يا عمار إنك تجيد اللغة الفرنسية أو عمار Tujidu would mean here you are proficient. إنك تجيد اللغة الفرنسية. You are proficient, you are good at French. وتتكلمها and you speak it. كما يتكلم as speaks أهل فرنسا. As speak the people of France. You speak French just like the people of France. Again, إنك تجيد اللغة الفرنسية وتتكلمها كما يتكلم أهل فرنسا. أفعشت في فرنسا؟ أفعشت في فرنسا؟ Did you live in France? Again, يا عمار إنك تجيد اللغة الفرنسية وتتكلمها كما يتكلم أهل فرنسا. أفعشت في فرنسا؟ Did you live in France? So عمار says نعم إنني ولدت ونشأت. Yes, I was born, ولدت ونشأت, and I lived, وترعرعت, and I grew up في باريس, and I grew up in Paris, لأن أبي كان يعمل هناك, because my father was working over there, إنه بقي في فرنسا 15 سنة, that he remained in France for 15 years, again, نعم إنني ولدت ونشأت وترعرعت في باريس لأن أبي كان يعمل هناك إنه بقي في فرنسا 15 سنة. That indeed I was born and I grew up and I lived in Paris because my father used to work there and he remained there for 15 years. هذا هو السبب. This is the reason. اقرأ الآيات يا أحمد. Ahmed, read the verses. بعدما يستعيذ, after saying أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. وإذ قال إبراهيم ربي أرني كيف تحيي الموتى. And make mention, remember when Ibrahim عليه السلام, when he said, Oh my Rabb, أرني, show me كيف تحيي الموتى, how you give life to the dead. قال أولم تؤمن. Allah responded, Do you not believe, O Ibrahim? قال بلى, affirmative, I do believe, ولكن ليطمئن قلبي, but rather for a higher level of iman. I want to know how you give life back to the dead. ليطمئن قلبي, so that I can have this tranquility, this higher level of certainty, higher level of yaqeen. Then also we find in the Noble Quran, the brother he reads, الله نزل أحسن الحديث كتابا متشابها مثانية تقشعر منه جلود الذين يخشون ربهم ثم تلين جلودهم وقلوبهم إلى ذكر الله ذلك هدى الله يهدي به من يشاء ومن يضلل الله فما له من هاد. الله مستعان. The translation that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent out the most beautiful discourse, a book consimilar, that parts of it resemble other parts paired, that those who believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, their skins quiver, their skins quiver, their skins tremble. Those who fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then their skins and their hearts soften unto the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is Allah's guidance, wherewith He guides whomsoever He wills, and whomsoever Allah leads astray, no one can guide such a person. Allahu musta'an. وَمَنْ يُضْلِلِ اللَّهِ فَمَا لَهُ مِنْ هَادٍ. The one Allah makes him go into misguidance, no one can ever guide him. And then Allah also states, وَإِذَا ذُكِرَ اللَّهُ, when the mention of Allah is made, وَحْدَهُ alone, إِشْمَأَزَّتْ قُلُوبُ الَّذِينَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْآخِرَةِ, that those who disbelieve in the hereafter, they are disgusted by the mention of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They dislike this matter. وَإِذَا ذُكِرَ الَّذِينَ مِنْ دُونِهِ, and when those besides Allah are made mention of, إِذَا هُمْ يَسْتَبْشِرُونَ, then they are very happy, they are glad, they are excited when others besides Allah are mentioned. Allahu musta'an. Ya Abdullah, ya Amat Allah, am I like them? Am I like those people? Or am I like the one who, when the name of Allah is mentioned, then I feel this coolness in my heart. I feel this happiness in my heart. Maybe I'm doing something wrong. And the brother, he reminds me of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Am I somebody who allows my pride to get the better of me and I do not accept it? Who are you to correct me? Who are you to tell me? My father has been doing this. My grandfather has been doing this. We've been upon this way, etc. Don't talk to me about all of these matters here. Subhanallah. Your pride getting the better of you. Allahu musta'an. That when the truth is mentioned to you, you do not allow yourself to accept that truth. Why? Because your pride blinds you. Your ta'assubiyya, fanaticism, it blinds you. Allahu musta'an. Allah make us from amongst those, as mentioned here in Surah Zumar, verse 45. When the mention of Allah is made, then our hearts find solace in that mention. يدخل رجل ويسلم. A person enters and he gives the salam. المدرس بعدما يرد التحية, after responding to the salam. Wa alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Tahiyya is the greeting. Ya ikhwanu, hadha huwa al-muraqib al-jadid. This is the new inspector. Man kana ladayhi su'alun falyas'alhu. Whoever has a question, then ask him. Then somebody asks, Ya Sheikhu, minna man yuridu an yashtarika fi mu'askari al-jami'ati. That from us are some who want to participate in the mu'askar of the university. Mu'askar is generally like a camp, your military camp. Here it probably means like the scouts. So this person wants to join the scouts there. Minna man yuridu an yashtarika fi mu'askari al-jami'ati. أَفَيُسَجِّلُ إِسْمَهُ لَدَيْكَ الْآنِ. Should he record his name, register his name with you now? Then the muraqib says, نَعَمْ هَذَا وَأُرِيدُ أَنْ أَدُلَّكُمْ عَلَىٰ أَمْرٍ فِيهِ أَجْرٌ إِنْشَاءَ. And I want to guide you people to something which is greatly rewarding. مِنْ طُلَّابِ الْمَعْهَدِ. From the institute students, مَنْ هُمْ بِحَاجَةٍ إِلَىٰ مُسَاعَدَةٍ. There are some who require some assistance. Man hum, they are those who bihaja, they have a need, ila musa'adatin, they have a need for some assistance. Fasa'iduhum, and so assist them. Mimma ataakumullah, from that which Allah has given you people. Help them out from that which Allah has given you people. Man arada an yusa'iduhum, whoever wants to assist them, falyattasil, then let him contact bi amini sunduqil birri. Let him get in contact with the person in charge of the charitable distribution department, o mudiril ma'hadi, or the principal, the head of the institute, and that can be sorted insha'Allah. So whoever wants to help out those needy students, let us know, and we can pass on that assistance to them. Walhamdulillah. So Ya Abdullah, Ya Amatullah, this was the passage between the teacher and his students. And if we look at the questions related to this exercise, we have number one. لماذا يريد المدرس ترجمة الكتيب؟ لماذا يريد المدرس ترجمة الكتيب؟ Why does the teacher want a translation of that notebook? جواب يريد أن يوزع الكتيب. He wants to distribute the booklet. المترجمة, the booklet, the translated booklet. So الكتيب المترجمة على إخوان حديثي العهد بالإسلام. Again, لماذا يريد المدرس ترجمة الكتيب؟ Why does the teacher want the book translated? جواب يريد أن يوزع, to distribute. يوزع الكتيب, he wants to distribute the booklet. What type of booklet? المترجمة, translated booklet, على إخوان حديثي العهد بالإسلام. Number two. أين ولد عمار وأين ترعرع؟ Where was Ammar born and where did he grow up? جواب ولد عمار في باريس وترعرع فيها وترعرع فيها, and he grew up in it in France. كم سنة بقي أبوه في فرنسا؟ How many years was his father there in France? جواب بقي أبوه في فرنسا 15 سنة. 15 سنة. Excellent. والحمد لله. And we will stop our lesson here بإذن الله تعالى. We will continue in our next majlis. But before we end off, Ya Abdullah, Ya Amatullah, remember, we began in our previous majlis with some prophetic ahadith to help us learn and understand the Arabic language. We went through the famous hadith, لا تأكلوا بالشمال, do not eat with your left hand. فإن الشيطان يأكل بالشمال, for indeed, verily, shaitan eats with the left. We move on to another prophetic hadith. عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال, قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, المؤمن القوي, المؤمن القوي, the strong believer, قوي, strong believer, خيرٌ is better, وأحب إلى الله, is better and more beloved to Allah, من المؤمن الضعيف, than the weak believer. رواه مسلم. So what does it mean here? This قوي believer is more beloved to Allah, and he is better according to Allah than the weak believer. Al-qawi, ضد الضعيف. Al-qawi, qawi is ضد الضعيف, the opposite of ضعيف. القوي جمعه, one قوي, we have many, أقوياء, أقوياء. وضعيف جمعه plural of ضعيف is ضعفاء أو ضعاف ضعفاء. All these guys are ضعفاء. All these guys are ضعاف. Excellent. المراد بالقوي هنا القوي في الجسم والقوي في الإيمان. And what is meant by قوي in this hadith? It means that you are قوي in your physical strength and also you are قوي in your إيمان, in your faith. خير أفضل أفضل وأحسن أفضل وأحسن. That's what خير means. Better. خير أفضل. Better. أحسن. Better. وضده, its opposite is شر. شر. So something, it is خير. We have a lot of خير. May Allah grant you جزاكالله خيرا. And the opposite, جزاكالله شرا. May Allah سبحانه وتعالى grant you شر, grant you evil. No. We don't say that. And then the word in the hadith there, أحب. أحب. This is اسم تفضيل. Comparative form here. أخي حبيب إلي. My brother, he is beloved to me. وأختي أحب إلي منه. And my sister is more beloved to me than him. Look at the comparison. أخي حبيب إلي. My brother is beloved to me. وأختي أحب إلي. She is أحب إلي. She is more beloved to me منه than him. أحب الناس إلى المسلم رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. The most beloved of people to any Muslim is who? Who's most beloved to you? The Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ahabbu an-nasi ila al-muslimi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then we also saw the khayrun. Khayrun, which means goodness, which means all types of good. So khayrun, aydan ism tafdeel. It's also a comparative type of word in the sentence. Like we find in the adhan. As-salatu khayrun min al-nawmi. As-salatu khayrun min al-nawmi. Salah is better than sleep. As-salatu khayr, better. من النوم then sleep. نوم. He's always in نوم. The next one. المدينة المنورة. المدينة المنورة أحب إلي من بلدي. مدينة المنورة is more beloved to me than my city. Subhanallah. Allah take us again and again. المدينة المنورة أحب إلي من بلدي is more beloved to me than my city or my country. مكة المكرمة أكبر من الطائف. مكة المكرمة أكبر من الطائف. مكة المكرمة is bigger. أكبر is bigger. Is bigger than طائف. أكبر من الطائف. Excellent. اللغة العربية أجمل من لغتي. اللغة العربية أجمل من لغتي. The Arabic language is more beautiful than my language. أجمل. جميل is beautiful. أجمل. More beautiful. اللغة العربية أجمل من لغتي. The Arabic language is more beautiful than my language. And then we have some questions. أيهما أحب إلى الله؟ المؤمن القوي أم المؤمن الضعيف؟ Who's more beloved to Allah? المؤمن القوي أم المؤمن الضعيف؟ Obviously, المؤمن القوي أحب إلى الله. Number two. أذكر حديثا في فضل المؤمن القوي. Mention a hadith which talks about the strong believer. المؤمن القوي خير وأحب إلى الله من المؤمن الضعيف. And this hadith reported by Imam Muslim. من الصحابي الذي روى هذا الحديث؟ Who's the صحابي who narrated this hadith? أبو هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه هو الذي روى هذا الحديث. أبو هريرة هو الصحابي الذي روى هذا الحديث. He is the صحابي who narrated this hadith. And then they make mention that من المحدث الذي أخرجه. And which hadith scholar is the one who had reported this? رواه إمام مسلم. Excellent. ما معنى خير؟ What does خير mean? خير means أحسن. It means خير. It means فضل. It means أفضل. It's all types of goodness. ما ضده؟ The opposite of خير is شر. شر. ما ضد القوي؟ ما ضد القوي؟ The opposite of قوي is ضعيف. 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 ما جمع قوي؟ أقوياء. أقوياء. The plural of قوي أقوياء. جميل. And then they ask us, هات مثالين لإسم تفضيل. Give two examples of إسم تفضيل. أنا أكبر من أخي. I am bigger than my brother. هو أجمل من محمد. He is more beautiful, more handsome than Muhammad. هو أكبر مني. He is bigger than me. هو أحسن مني. He is better than me. أنا أفضل منه. I am better than him. أنا أصغر من أخي. I am smaller than my brother. جميل جميل. أدخل كل كلمة مما يأتي في جملة مفيدة. Enter the following words into a sentence which makes sense. So they give us the word خير. هو خير مني. He is better than me. أحب. أنت أحب إلي منه. أنت أحب إلي منه. You are more beloved to me than him. أنت you أحب إلي. You are more beloved to me منه than him. أنت أحب إلي من سلمان. You are more beloved to me than سلمان. أنت أحب إلي من آدم, etc. You are more beloved to me than آدم. Excellent. The word حب. حب means what? حب means to love. And so we say so-and-so is حبيب. حبيب, you are beloved to me. Excellent. And then the word قوي. أبي قوي وأنا ضعيف. أبي قوي وأنا ضعيف. My father is strong and I am weak. And then fill in the blanks. الطالب المجتهد, the hardworking student, أحب إلى المدرس, is more beloved to the teacher, من الطالب الكسلان, than the lazy student. الطالب المجتهد أحب إلى المدرس من الطالب الكسلان, that the hardworking student is more beloved to the teacher than the lazy student. اللهم استعان. We remind ourselves, يا عبد الله, يا أمة الله, our Rasul صلى الله عليه وسلم has stated that المؤمن القوي خير وأحب إلى الله من المؤمن الضعيف, that the strong believer is better and more beloved to Allah than the weak believer. Strength here in terms of your faith, in terms of your iman, in terms of your obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And also not forgetting your physical strength, that you are somebody who looks after yourself, looks after your health. You are not somebody who is eating cakes and biscuits 24/7. Allahu musta'an. You look after yourself. The Sahaba, the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they were not people who were walking around living unhealthy lifestyles. Rather, they lived very, very healthy lifestyles. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us khair. We ask Allah for the best in this world and in the hereafter. We ask Allah to grant us strength of iman and also physical strength, good health. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the best in this world and in the hereafter. We ask Allah to grant us knowledge which is beneficial and keep us away from knowledge which is not beneficial. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us the understanding of the Arabic language until we meet again. بارك الله فيكم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.